blood. Great big old thing. And he had his brother help him most of the time. I've seen him take that and cut him a sapling and bend from one handle over to the other, bow it over and saw it by himself. That bow helped to study it, you see, and helped him to push it. And saw it by himself that way. After he got it down, of course, he couldn't saw a tree down with it. But they got to make them then not much wider than your arm, with a set of teeth in there, and you could saw it by yourself or with anybody. Child could help you saw it, you see, but that old saw that Dad had, it took a man to pull the other end of it, you see.
I see. When you put your shingles on, how did you do that? Where did you get your nails? Did you use?
Yeah, you go to town and buy nails as far back as I remember. The first ones I remember were square nails. They were made out of square nails. And my granddaddy Gallon made him a crib one time and laid his wide boards on there and long boards, and he put a weight on them instead of nailing them down. And maybe he'd bore a little hole in there and drive a little pin in there that'd help to hold it steady and keep it from sliding off the rafters. He built his crib out of logs, shoot them down, and then he got the top, he'd tape them off, bring them all the way around, and he got the top taken, and he'd be logs all the way over the top. Instead of having rafters like in this house, he'd just be logs over there, don't see? But he had them logs all straight in line so that these shingles would fit on there. And he'd cut his boards maybe 4 or 5 feet long, split them out and lay them up there, and then put a weight on, drive a pin or something in there and put his weight on. Didn't have no nail. That's what the way done when he didn't have no nail, you see. And he'd cut a little hole, not much more 2 feet square, to go in his crib out. He didn't have a big old wide door, no cow, nothing, couldn't get in there. He'd get the head in there, and as soon as he got his corn away from the door, he could leave it open, won't do it. Nothing couldn't bother it, nohow. But you, after that, they make a big door, and first thing you know, a whole cow would be in the crib.
Mm. Did you ever hear of anybody who would build something called a jackleg carpenter?
Yeah.
Now, is that a
jackleg lawyer, a jackleg carpenter, jackleg preacher?
Is that a kind of joke?
Yeah, that's kind of, they used to accuse me of being a jackleg preacher.
I see.
Yeah, anybody that didn't know much about the business, they'd call them jackleg, you see.
I see. You say you buy your nails and...
Yeah, you buy nails.
Hammer.
Hammers and things in town. Most of it, as far back as I can remember, Daddy bought nails as far back as I can remember. Now, he never did buy no wire stick because there wasn't no such thing. And in his day and time that I knew about of a wire fence, it's all rail fence. Go in the woods and go clear land, you always cut enough timber to split enough rails to put a fence around. If it's a 10 or 20 acres field, you'd always get enough timber off that much land, either oak or pine, whatever you want to build a fence around. And build a fence around. Piled up all that they didn't need and burned them, you see. But nails, as far as I know, have been plentiful ever since 1900, anyhow. But they're going so high now, you can't hardly buy them.
Yeah, all steel is expensive.
I talked to my brother-in-law the other day about some wire sticks. I told him you can't drive them in hard wood. And he told what they've made in some of these foreign countries. He said you can buy them that made in the United States, they'll drive, but they may not young.